The Gut Brain Axis. There's some really great deep dives. I've got a really good training module that those of you that did that 48-hour bonus and got those additional six or seven advanced training modules. There's a whole gut brain training module on that that will go much more in depth than I'll go here. But what I'll say here that's really important is that your gut is really thought of your second brain, and I often like to call it your other brain. And they're intimately connected, your gut and your brain, through the enteric nervous system, which is the neurological system that covers your entire digestive tract. Then the vagus nerve connects the enteric nervous system directly to the brain. About 90% of the signals that go up the vagus nerve are going up from the digestive tract to the brain. About 10% of the signals are coming down from the brain to through the vagus nerve into the gut, right? So it is a bi-directional highway, but so much of the communication is actually going from the gut to the brain. Of course, we know the gut also produces all these neurotransmitters. I went through a lot on serotonin, so you know, but we also produce GABA and ignore the spelling here, and dopamine, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, lots of different things that effectuate how the brain functions. And we also know that dysbiosis and the resulting leaky gut is a major driver of anxiety, depression, and cognitive decline, right? We know that Alzheimer's has a component of it driven by LPS endotoxemia. And we'll talk about endotoxemia in great detail in one of the modules, but Parkinson's, also endotoxemia. LPS, once it leaks through and is present in serum, becomes the best predictor of the onset of anxiety and depression. And not only the onset, but the severity of anxiety and depression based on the amount of LPS, right? So LPS leaking in from a dysfunctional gut microbiome that leads to a leaky gut becomes the best predictor for whether or not an individual is going to develop brain fog, anxiety, depression, and down the road, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, and so on, because LPS has such a profound effect on the brain and brain inflammation. LPS also interferes with dopamine and serotonin binding in the brain. So it affects the function of those neurotransmitters in the brain as well. So the gut and the brain intimately connected. Short chain fatty acids that are produced in the gut are neuroprotective. They reduce neuroinflammation. They support mental clarity. So again, back to those short chain fatty acids that are produced in large bowel. Where do they come from? Keystone species metabolizing fiber, right? Fiber that we can't ourselves, we can't extract any nutrients from fiber, but it's converted into things like short chain fatty acids, which is where all its benefit comes from. Stress in the microbiome. We know that chronic and acute stress disrupt the microbiome as if you're taking small courses of antibiotics. And that disrupted microbiome thereby creates a pattern that makes you more susceptible to chronic stress, thereby creating a condition that's even better for those microbes, and then creating more stress, and the cycle goes on and on, right? So keep in mind, when certain dysfunctional bacteria get a foothold, meaning there's a lifestyle factor that has altered the environment that now makes the environment better for dysfunctional bacteria, that dysfunctional bacteria is going to want to propagate that environment in that dysfunctional way so it does well, right? So we need to work hard to bring it back and change the ecosystem so we change the environment away from that dysfunctional bacteria. This is true with brain health and everything else that we've been talking about, right? Psychobiotics are one of the ways that you can do that. It's a class of probiotics that have a direct and profound effect on the brain and the central nervous system. It lowers the impact of stress, lowers the cortisol peaking, enhances cognitive function, and can even change brainwave activity. And it reduces neuroinflammation. And neuroinflammation is a big driver of anxiety, depression, and the flight or fight response in individuals. Lots and lots of neurological disorders are associated with the dysfunctional gut. They have mouse models of this and human models of this. But if you look at all these conditions, things like autism spectrum disorders, depression, MS, Parkinson's, schizophrenia, all of these conditions have been tied back to microbial dysfunctions in the gut, right? So our brain is highly dependent on our gut. So if you're experiencing anything neurological, whether it's in your peripheral neurological system, so things like numbness, tinglings, pain in your neurons or central nervous system, things like brain fog, memory issues, anxiety, depression, and so on, all of those things have some component within your gut microbiome that's driving those issues.